Honourable members, good morning. Visitors at the guests at the back, good morning and welcome to this meeting. I'd like to welcome everybody to this meeting after a long recess. Without any waste of time, honourable members, I think we need to start with our meeting. The agenda has changed because of the apology from the minister. There's an apology from the minister and also apology from Honorable Magubane. And I would like to say we are going to deal only with the minutes and the reports that are in front of us. Honorable Akona, can you please tender apologies, read the apologies that are in front of us. Oh, my apology. We've got a new member. My apology. We've got a new member from the DA. It's Mr. Jane Steenhuisen. Mr. Hazen, you are welcome to this committee. In this committee, we are like a family. We are here for a common purpose, for service delivery, and that's the attitude that we have adopted. Feel at home. If there's anything that you need to raise, you are free to do that. If you have anything to say privately with me, I'm available all the time. I'll give you my contact number. I'll also get your contact number from you. Thank you very much. Yes.
Did we get a written apology from the minister, and did she provide reasons for her absence?
You'll get an apology. It will be read, and the reasons were given there. Thank you very much. Honourable member, please be patient. Can I read the apology? There was a letter dated the 1st of August 2011 where the minister requested for a meeting, and again it's an apology from her. What's the apology? Addressed by the Minister of Public Works to the Portfolio Committee on Public Works on the reports by the Public Protector. Ministry letter dated the 1st of August 2011, annual letter dated the 8th August 2011 refer. Reference to the confirmation of the requested meeting. The Honourable Minister would like to tender an apology in order to allow the current processes initiated by the Speaker of the National Assembly to be concluded. Yours sincerely, Mrs. G. L. Mahlangu Gambide, MP, Minister of Public Works, dated the 15th of August 2011. That's the apology from the Minister. Thank you. Can we proceed with our meeting? The third item on our agenda is consideration of committee minutes. Minutes of the 1st of March, the 15th of March, the 22nd of March, the 29th of March, the 31st of March, and the 28th of June 2011. Can we start with the minutes of the 1st of March? And honourable member, can I say something on this issue? The two committees, Committee of Public Works and the Committee of Subs, we took a decision that we will deal with the two reports simultaneously. So I just want to indicate that the second report that we were expecting has not been referred to the Portfolio Committee. It was only referred to SCOPA as per ATC. It's in the ATC. So we don't have the second report with us. Thank you very much. Can we deal with the minutes of the 1st of March? Page 1. Anything from page one? Do you all have copies, honorable members?
No.
Of the minutes of the 1st of March? On page one, on there's a spelling. Akona, page one, on the minutes. Another delegation from the Department of Public Works. Mutombeni, it's missing an M. Page two. The 1st of March. On page two. Anything from opening and welcome? Briefing by the Department of Public Works on the expanded public works program. Progress report. Can we move to page three?
Yes.
I don't have page three with me, but I'll call my phone. On page three, yes. Honorable Matlopa?
No.
Okay. Under recommendations? Deliberations, I mean, yeah. Can we move to page four, under deliberations? Recommendations, Independent Development Trust. Can I move to page five? Honorable Madlopa?
No, I propose the acceptance of the minutes as a true reflection of the previous minutes.
You're too fast, man. Are we done on page five? Can we move for the adoption, Honorable Madlopa?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I propose that we accept the minutes as a true reflection of the 1st of March, 2011.
Any seconder to the proposal? Honorable Robert Dabi? Thank you. Can we move to the minutes of the 15th of March, page one? Page two. On opening remarks, is there anything on page two? Second line, tall is not tall, it should be tall free line, T-O-L-L, can that be corrected? Honorable one. Still on page two?
On page two, yeah. On 2.2, the amnesty call was not launched officially at the time due to advice their department received from their communication. I don't. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know if other people.
Bullet number?
Line number 12345. The amnesty call was not launched officially at the time due to
advice.
And then advise the department received from the communication from their communications unit. Yes. Yeah.
Can we move to page 3? Move to 2.5, 2.6. And move to page 4. And let's move to committee deliberations.
I was also on that one.
An agreement was reached that the next time the department report on
to
we done on page 6? Six, honorable member.
Thank you, Chairperson. Under 3.10, I think the phrasing of the sentence, in terms of the vesting and verification of assets, the department reported that it was in the process of appointing a program manager that was going to assist the department in this regard, in a form of a consultant. So it doesn't make sense. Maybe if you can just rephrase it.
Can we say you're looking into the sentence? Okay. Are we done? Can we move for the adoption? Do you agree with what on paper? Mwanya Mabila? Can it be recorded? Can you switch on your mic?
Chairperson, I propose the Mwanya Mabila. I move that the minutes be adopted with the amendments.
Second. Honorable Gayla?
I move for that. I second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. Can we move to the minutes of the 22nd of March? Do you all have the 22nd of March minutes? Rabong Wayan? Page 1. Page 2.
Second line, Chair. From the bottom, the CEO was supposed to achieve based on what the staff members below her achieve. I think also it needs to be rephrased. Yes.
To look into the corner. Can we move to page 3?
Before we move, page 2, under item 2, IDT has been classified as a development financial agency, not a DFI. Can it be in full, because the next person cannot understand what is this DFI?
Written in full, no? Okay. Oye, Mabila.
Chair, number 2, bullet 246, number 6, the presentation by the IDT CEO on the new IDT was refused by the PC. Maybe if we can just rephrase it, not accepted. Yes.
Transformation of the IDT, no?
Yeah.
Thank you. Members, you still remember that IDT indicated that they want to transform IDT. That's what she's saying here. Thank you. Can we move to page 3? Honorable Gayla.
Yeah. Yes, we just need to. Does not sound well. It was not in the apps. They should be absent when we're discussing this. It is not present. In their presence, not absence.
Correct. Can we move to page 4? Page 5.
Page 5, the last bullet before number 3. The committee asked the IDT that the next it comes to present before the committee. I think we need to rephrase it again.
Done. A mover. Dade, shall we tap?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Seconda. Honorable Wenyan.
Doris Nguyen. Second.
Thank you. We move to the 29th of March. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3.
On page 2.
Honorable Rawit Dabi.
On page 2, under heading number 4, bullet number 2, the department did not have a clear, I don't know whether it's conscience or what they...
Concise.
Is this correct? November.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you.
Seconda. Baba Mguni.
Paul Mguni. support that chair.
Thank you. 31st of March, of May. Page 1. Page 2. Baba Gayla moved for the adoption. Any seconder? Honorable Madlopa.
I wish to second to accept the minutes, Chair.
Thank you. Can we move to the minutes of the 28th of June? Page 1. Page 2. Honorable Ngonya Mabila,
the second line from the bottom, where it said that and that the decision was taken in the 2003 summit 4. Maybe we can delete that. Or we complete the sentence, summit for what?
Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Mover for the adoption, Ngonya Mabila.
Chair, I move for the adoption with the corrections.
Seconder. Honorable Witaki.
Chairperson, I so second.
Thank you. Honourable members, we have come to the end of the adoption of the minutes. Honourable members, on any other business, there's a proposed draft program. Any comment on that draft program? Can we move to oversight visit to Northern Cape? I'm sure all of you have received the program. Program of the 5th to the 9th of September. Yeah, I think all of us have received throughout the program. And I wanted to check if we agree with the draft program that has been sent to us. No, on the oversight visit.
No, not yet.
No, we received it last week.
No, I haven't received it.
Okay, can you make sure that they get, can you make sure that they get the copies of the oversight and comment on that?
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to check, maybe it's because of the scarcity of the flights to Kimberley. I think in the Eastern Cape we covered a lot of ground because we started on Sunday, and then the presentation by some municipalities and the regional Department of Public Works was done on Sunday, and then went to bed quite late, around 10 o'clock, but we covered a lot of ground. Otherwise, we wouldn't have finished. I'm just asking, was it not possible, or was it because of the way the flights are? Thanks.
Honorable Akona, you are Akona.
Thank you, Chair. Initially, the program, it was drafted when we were going to move from the Eastern Cape then to Kimberley. So it was not going to be possible to start on a Sunday. But on the change of dates, I did not make those changes. It's an oversight from my side, so I can speak to the department and the municipalities, and then we shift to a Sunday. But also, the flights will have to be considered. We will check and then speak to the chairperson.
Honorable November.
No, thank you, Chairperson. I think flights from Johannesburg and Kimberley, they are about 3 or 2. Maybe you need to check which one. But every day I think they've got 2 or 3 flights from Johannesburg.
Can we all go and look into the program? And if there should be any changes, be communicated to Akona. And Akona and Honorable November, because she is from the Northern Cape. But what has been raised by Honorable Nengwane, we must take into consideration that we just don't go there and drive long hours without achieving anything. Are you satisfied with the proposed draft program? Not of the Northern Cape, the one that it's in our in front of us. Are we all set, Honorable Gator?
No. Just a clarity on 2 issues here. On our oversight to Eastern Cape, there were patent issues raised by stakeholders. One would feel that we should tackle those issues, especially with CIDP, because we'll be seen as again not doing anything about it. So, okay, Chairperson. Then secondly, the second one is the just a briefing on the international trip. We were told last year that we supposed to be taking an international trip to China, whichever. Can we just be briefed? What is the current status of that? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Gayla. I wanted to say to the committee that there's a letter, an apology, written apology from CIDP for them not attending our stakeholder meeting. And now they are inviting us to their offices or to visit, to come here, of which I'm just putting it broadly to say we need to look into that, and I will ask Akona to make sure that all of us will get that letter from CIDP. And we need to, I don't know whether it will be proper for us to invite CIDP to the Northern Cape or to invite CIDP here, because CIDP, they were dodging from answering questions from stakeholders in the Eastern Cape. And the letter that was, the memorandum that was presented to us by CID, by the contract stakeholders, has been forwarded to Department of Public Works as per their request. And they would like to make a follow-up to make sure that why was the word letter requested, what is the department doing on that and on that issue. Honorable Nyongwane, you raised up your hand on the issue of CIDP. I know you are passionate about it. And we have been given a deadline by the stakeholders in Eastern Cape to say, should we not respond on their issue? I don't know. This morning on my desk, there was an issue about the stakeholders saying members, committee members have been going to them over and over year after year, and nothing is not done, it's not being done. So they want us to report or to respond to say, what are we going to do about the issues that they raise with us as the committee of public works? And also that should also be forwarded to you, Akona, because I saw it this morning on my desk. Honorable Nyongwane.
Sorry, I think I missed the last one. You said who sent you the letter?
Did the something like that. There's the stakeholder, those are the people who made presentations in the Eastern Cape. NAFCOP.
Thanks, Chair. No, actually, it's to add my voice on the issue of CIDP. I think really they are not taking us seriously. The fact that they never sent the maybe I missed it, the apology before we went to the Eastern Cape. We only discovered that they were not there when they were supposed to be answering questions. I think, and the issue, the fact that they want us to go to Pretoria is out. They must come to us, and I think I support fully the idea that they they need to go to, they need to be there in the Northern Cape, so that they answer to these questions, some of the questions that we cannot, some of the questions that were raised by the contractors. I mean, especially the emerging contractors, they are supposed to be there to answer. And also, I'm not too sure if is there in the program where we are supposed to meet the stakeholders like we did in Amtata in the last. The contractors, because I think it's very crucial that we meet those people. We don't know what's going on the ground at municipal level at all, unless we meet them, they talk to us, we're not going anywhere. Because CIDP does as they please. It's not what we agree on, or it's not part of their it's not how they should operate. the way they do.
Honorable Gila.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I agree with my colleague, Honorable Ngongona, that we invite them to Northern Cape, but however, we also need to have a session with CITB and the department here in Cape Town regarding that NAVCOG, the NAVCOG letter. So that must be separate. We treat that as a separate issue. We in Northern Cape, they answer to the stakeholders of Northern Cape, but we need to have a session with them because it's very important that we have a session with them, including the department here in Cape Town. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Gila. Honorable Mwene.
Thanks, Chair. My view would be we must advise them to re-prepare their presentation on their mandate. You know, I'm scared the manner in which they do things. Well, I'll repeat what I said in front of them that day. We are not going to see the grade ones and the grade twos somewhere in grade six and eight in the near future with the pace that they move. So basically I'm saying, where do you get your emerging contractors or contractors complaining against CITB? They don't have a separate platform to lay complaints against CITB. If they are ill-treated, where should they go to? So hence there is the demonstration of an anger which we saw in Umtata. So I feel that they must come here and make a representation of their mandate. What is actually their mandate? Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members. Honorable members, I agree with all what you have raised. And I would like to request our corner to write a letter to the department to say they need to inform or brief us on the steps that they are going to take on CITP. Because if we don't do that, like they promised us that they are going to take drastic steps, and we would like to see that. Because if we don't, we are not sure what will happen in the Northern Cape. That day we were lucky for them not to lock us in that boardroom, the way they were so angry. So Akona, you need to move, and for us to get a briefing before getting to Northern Cape from the department to say what steps have they taken on the issue. Any other issue, honorable members? Honorable Stein Hazen.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I accept what the fact that the Minister can't be here today, but perhaps I could get some guidance from you on how we're actually going to, as a committee, deal with these reports. Because we're going to have to engage with them at some stage, because they point to some serious institutional failings of the department in terms of its processes. Now, I understand the Minister can't be here today, but are we going to have a special session on these documents, or how are we going to proceed with dealing with the recommendations that are made in here, particularly in terms of oversight of the department and procedures that need to be amended?
Honourable members, I need to be thoroughly guided here. The reports are going to be presented for consideration on the issues that we have raised. That is my understanding. But I think we also need to make a follow-up on the issues, because there were resolutions that were taken in this committee. And we agreed as the committee that we are going to make a follow-up on the resolutions taken. And we agreed that that will be done quarterly. And we also agreed that the department need to brief us on issues quarterly, issues that we raised as the committee. And that is our understanding. And we are going to get a briefing from the department, I'm sure in the next meeting. Some of the issues will come up, they will raise them, they will need to make a follow-up on all these issues. IDT also wanted to have a session with us, and we said no, we won't have a session on the transformation of IDT as we are talking, because it's not their competency as IDT. It's the competency of the department on the issue of the transformation of the IDT. So those are the issues that, honorable members, I think we need to make a follow-up up on them. Anything else? Honorable Mengwane, you look so...
International trip.
Okay. Thank you. You know, the issue of the international trip, it's a thorny issue. And last week, Honorable Mengwane phoned me to say this issue, we need to take it up. In the last, towards the last week of our recess, we went to the chairperson's office, and he was not there. We were told he was not there. Last week, Thursday, again, Honorable Mengwane reminded me on these international trips. We have been scheduled to go next year, November, December, around there. And really, we don't know what are the issues. And the issue of Kiyama is the one that is thorny to us. Because Kiyama need to be, Kiyama need to be amended. And then on amending Kiyama, we thought we need to take an international trip, have a sight of how to amend it, how to put flesh on it, to check how are they doing it on their asset register. And we are not given that opportunity, but we are saying we are going back to go and raise the issue before dealing with the Kiyama Act, because it need to be amended so that we can be able to accommodate a local government. So that's where we are. Honorable Nguane.
Thanks, Chair. my view, I may be wrong, is that firstly, I don't think we are taken seriously as the Portfolio Committee. Because we went, like the chairperson is saying, we went to the chair of chairs, Mr. Frolic, explained our position.
Honorable, can we all switch off ourselves? Please, please. Honorable Nguyen.
We went to the chair of chairs and explained our position. Actually, our main worry by then was the assets of the country. The asset register is not ready, and it doesn't look like it's going to be ready anytime soon. We raised our concern, and the chair of chairs told us that maybe before the end of this year would have our trip taken. But the chairpersons were called, and they were given the latest developments on the international trips. That's why I'm saying I don't think they are taking us seriously. The asset register is far from being finished. It's far. So I don't know who is benefiting from whatever. That's my concern. And secondly, I think, Chair, here, we need to agree on this one. Even the department is not taking us seriously at all. A lot of things, if you read the statements and other things, the anything that were agreed from 2006 when I joined this portfolio committee, a lot of things were agreed and a lot of things. And then we had a straight plan, this is what is going to happen. Instead, they come here and repeat the one and the same thing in different words. And I don't know, now, personally, I'm very, very frustrated. I'm really frustrated. I don't even know what to do.
Honorable November.
Chairperson, maybe mine have to come last because I want to go back to the Eastern Cape issue. My worry is that within the Eastern Cape, nothing happened. And what are we going to do? Are we just going to fold our arms and say that it's good that the last day we went to a SOPCOM base that didn't even have vegetables? that's the only worry of mine.
Okay, Imali, let me come last. I had it on my table. Honorable Matlopa will be followed by Honorable Gayla.
No, thanks, Honorable Chair. On the issue of the international trip, I think we requested that a research be done to check all the committees how many times they've gone overseas, so that when you go back, you are being empowered. You made a comparison because there are some other committees that have gone twice overseas, compromising other committees to go there. I think it's one of the things that we requested to be done so that when the chair and the whip goes there, we do a comparison and then we have got facts to say that what is the criteria. I think we even raised the issue of the criteria to say what criteria is being followed to allow the committees to go overseas. Maybe if we can do that, because the chair and the whip is saying they are going to go back and discuss this issue so that they have that information when they go there. And also, Chair, I'm not, because also I wanted to comment on the Eastern Cape issue, but I will stop there because my colleague started there.
Honorable Gayla, we'll go ahead to it.
Yeah, well, Chair, it's also more on the Eastern Cape issue.
Okay, let us just start with the Eastern Cape issue.
Chairperson, is it not wise for us to discuss the Eastern Cape issue when we're having a report in front of us?
Yeah. I'll agree to the proposal because all of us were worried about what we saw, what happened in the Eastern Cape, whether was it worth it, the way our municipalities are operating, are they making any impact? Taken to open field where there's nothing, where we are shown where there's fire, where there's smoke, there's a progress, there's a project there. You know what happened there? I don't really. I want us to have a report to say the same thing should not happen. Really, what happened in the Eastern Cape? It's worrisome. Can I take the proposal that we have the report?
Yes, Chair. No, I wanted to say that let us have a report, Chair, so that we discuss when we finish the oversight for Northern Cape. We got a report here, we discussed those visits. Because, Chair, as I'm talking to you, I was invited by SANRAL in the province. So they were having the workshop. The issue of CIDB came very clearly also in that particular straight plan of theirs. And even the provincializing officers were having a concern because the contractors are fighting them because of the same issue that was raised in the Eastern Cape. So I therefore support the Honorable Gayla to say that we must await for the report and then deliberate on it so that we can come up with something, because we can't debate it in pieces, you know.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Can I make sure that we get the report not long?
So, Chair, lastly, are we having a standard, because I don't have that schedule, standard program as we had in Eastern Cape? Because I think it will be also important that we have a standard thing so that when we come back, we do, except if there is over and above something that is not in the other province, but just have a standard so that we have a report that will be common.
Last week, some of us did ask Honorable November, because she's from the Northern Cape, to look into the program. Look into the program of Northern Cape. I think before the end of today, I'm going to make sure that they get the copies. Honorable members, anything? If we don't have anything, under the Gila?
No. I just wanted to Chairperson, because Mama Ngwana really is perturbed. I just on a footnote, you said in your comment, Chairperson, we work as a committee, and I agree with you. Secondly, we are lawmakers. If CIDP is not suitable to those people there, we are lawmakers. We must start to stink as lawmakers. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Gayla. I think Honorable members, we have come to the end of our meeting. But I would like to say to members, don't be disillusioned. We are here to make laws, and let us make sure that our findings down there must be taken seriously by us. And if Tina, as the committee, don't take our findings seriously, we'll be at fault. We need to do something about the Eastern Cape. We need to make an impact on our findings. You know, poverty level in the Eastern Cape, those who are not in the Eastern Cape, it's pathetic. It's really pathetic, and people are just, I don't know whether I said people are just looting or what, I don't know. Yeah, it's free for all. So we have come to the end of our meeting, and I'm happy that a week after our coming from the Eastern Cape, there was a statement in the paper about the deterioration of Eastern Cape. Thank you, honorable members, for coming. We have come to the end of our meeting. Thank you very much.